There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here. A round of applause for Michael. Hey.
Thank you.
Would you clap for yourself? It's like politicians voting for themselves. Do you think it's... I sometimes see when I've been introduced, you've introduced me on various occasions for various things, and I wonder sometimes whether it's appropriate for people to clap for themselves. Do you think it's gauche?
No, when you see people clapping when they're introduced, and people are clapping, and then the person who's introduced is clapping, this is a, I believe it's a European custom. Usually see it with politicians, where they're clapping back at the audience. In other words, they're applauding back to the audience. So they're not applauding themselves. Isn't applause a funny custom we accept?
It is. Where did that come from? Like clapping and yay or whistling or...
Well, whistling and yay is different, but the polite...
like a seal.
custom of 200, 300 people in an audience hall, you know. We accept that as being, you know, normal, but it's kind of a funny little custom, isn't it?
Well, I was thinking more when I was a kid. I went to a fairly conservative congregational church, and I remember being appalled when on Christmas Eve there was a presentation of the nativity scene, and then, you know, I was even in it, and that's maybe why I was appalled. I played. I'm one of the wise men, I think, when I was like 7 years old. And so at the end of the performance, the people in church clapped. And I thought to myself, my God, this is church. You can't clap in church. And I wonder if you've ever had that happen in a synagogue, in a church,
Some things are not appropriate for clapping.
Right.
Some things are. People are sometimes awkward and they don't know.
Yeah.
But like if you have a theatrical performance in church, then it ceases to be church. It becomes a theater.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can clap. But if I don't know, do people clap for a great sermon by a priest or?
I don't think. Well, I've listened. In church, when you go to a wedding, oftentimes when the bride and groom kiss, there's a clap.
Yeah,
I think some people should be booing instead of clapping, but at any rate. All right, so we got to get to...
These are all interesting customs. How about the custom of shaking hands?
Yes, where'd that come from?
You know, I mean,
engagement.
Came from showing that you don't have a sword.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that if you shake hands, you're not carrying a weapon in your right hand, which is where most people would be carrying their weapon.
Yeah.
It was a laying down of arms and an extending of arms. So, okay, here's our survey for the week.
Did I properly introduce you? Maybe I should do it again. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is the important voice here. He has done the research along with the folks that work with him at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, Talkers TV, Talkers Radio is there. And each week they cull the stories, the items that are of interest and import that have been discussed through the course of the week by News Talk Radio programmers and hosts and on the stations and so forth and so on. So that's where this list comes from.
Yeah, and it's not rocket science, and it's certainly not precise. It's basically
odds and sods. You refer to it in at Talkers.com in the Talk Magazine, the Talkers Magazine section on odds and sods, different things going on.
I'll let you wonder where that came, where we came up with that.
Odds and sods. Talking to me on the farm.
Odds and have you ever heard the term odds and sods?
Never.
Odds and sods has kind of a complex background. It just means this and that, but it comes from in present day usage, actually 30, 40 years ago, an album by The Who, which was remnants of other songs they had done, things that didn't make it to some of their albums. It was just a bunch of songs that they had in the library or in their vaults, and they called the album Odds and Sods. And every once in a while, you know, in Talkers or Radio Info, we use terminology or things that are references to days gone by or to cultural references or rock albums or different things, because basically we're all a bunch of old former rock and rollers. So
but just leave out the old. Just say former rock and rollers. Yeah. Leave it at
well,
that.
I wonder. Let's have applause. People listening right now, we can hear you because we have a special unit in our digital complex equipment that tells us the noises people make who are listening. Let me have a round of applause for people who have heard the term Odds and Sods as a Who album. Whoa, there are four people.
Right. All those people. Hooray for them.
Yeah. So, yeah, go listen to the album. It's good.
Right. Meanwhile.
Are we ready for the survey?
I think we are.
Should I do it really quick? Do we have a commercial break coming?
No, we can do it before the commercial. No, we'll be okay. You can do it before the commercial break.
Okay, I'll go quick, though. Tom Brady's suspension upheld in Major League Baseball action are tied at number 10. At number 9, flight MH370 debris found. At number 8, the Cincinnati black motorist slaying. At number 7, ISIS and Turkey's anti-terror strikes. At number 6, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 5, Bill Cosby rape allegations. At number 4, immigration policy debate. At number 3, Planned Parenthood videos scandal. At number 2, Cecil the Lion slaying. And at number 1, 2016 presidential candidates. And that's tied with or part of criticisms of Donald Trump. Our people list, we have Tom Brady and Roger Goodell at 10, Samuel DeBose and Ray Tenzing at number 9, John Kerry at 8, 7 is Bill Cosby, 6 is the dentist Walter Palmer, big game hunter, at number 5, Bernie Sanders, he's also a big game hunter, at number 4, Bill and Hillary, at number 3, Scott Walker and Ted Cruz, at number 2, Donald Trump and Jeb Bush, at number 1, Barack Obama. You know something? It's fun this 2 years presidential campaign. Yeah. I don't know if it's productive. I don't know if any good will come of it, but it's certainly fun to watch. Huh?
It's becoming more. It becomes banal. It takes so long. You look at all the other countries in the world, Western countries, progressive countries, they don't have elections like this. They may have 3 or 4 weeks to campaign. They call elections. They don't have them scheduled. Okay, we want to keep the prime minister? Yes or no? You want to keep the president? Yes or no? It's really amazing how we do this. It's become a cult. It's part of our culture. It's not just politics. It's cultural.
Yeah, and it appears crazy to people in other
countries. Oh, they think we're out of our minds, and we may be. Michael Harrison, not out of his mind. Doug Steffen, hopefully same. We continue with the stories, the focus on the world of news talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's Silver Lungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believe the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers.com, a Talkers magazine at Talkers.com. You were mentioning the things that show up on both Talkers.com and RadioInfo.com, the two trade publications that you manage and produce every day. That's the thing that I find remarkable. And those people who want to find out what's going on in our world of News Talk Radio, you go every day. There's a different focus at Talkers.com to what Talkers Magazine is including in the stories of the week. And it's that day. It's the movement of people who are on the air, changes in stations, but most certainly what these people, you'll see a list of a lot of the syndicated shows and important radio programs on the right-hand side of what you see at Talkers Magazine. And then there's a couple of headlines that I actually want to talk to you about the conversation I had with Jimmy J.J. Walker, because it hits on a lot of things that we need to hit on here. But because I know you're a football lover, I thought I would extract from you the Tom Brady suspension, opinion you have, now that it appears to be going to federal court. This was one of those things, much ado about nothing. Everybody's a cheat. Everybody's a crook. And so, as much as I don't like football, this has given us a lot to talk about at a time when they're now coming back. What I found most interesting is the Patriots camp, the people are cheering for him. Did you see what was flying overhead, though, at the camp?
No.
The
devil?
No. Somebody hired a plane, and it said, the banner on the plane said, "Cheaters, look up."
It must have been Rex Ryan or somebody. For those that don't know, Rex Ryan is the coach of the Buffalo Bills and formerly the coach of the New York Jets. Look, I don't want to turn this into sports talk, but
no,
from the human interest level, I'll tell you this. I am a Patriots fan.
Yes, you are.
Have been for many, 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 many years. So that's for about 28 years.
You get upset with me when I talk about football. I want to shut it down, too.
No, I'm not upset. I'm just simply saying this is a very complicated topic, so I'm being gracious to the listeners.
Oh, okay, good.
And not, hijacking the whole show, because I could. But I'll simply say that professional sports is full of rule bending. People bend the rules. That's why they have referees and they have umpires and especially in certain sports like hockey, football and basketball, where there's constantly fouls being committed. And Brady was, if he's guilty, he's guilty of committing a pretty bad foul.
Yeah.
This was not the worst thing that's ever happened. But the hatred that exists for the New England Patriots, for reasons that have to do with human nature, the hatred that exists for Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, and Tom Brady is so palpable, it's so intense around the country that anything that can be done to besmirch the reputation of this team or hurt them or stop their juggernaut, people will do.
You know, it reminds me about how the Boston fans feel about the Yankees in a manner of speaking. The same kind of thing. Are we too crazy about sports? We'll continue this in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of July 27th to the 31st.
Radio Countdown. Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Continuing now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, an hour where Michael Harrison appears every week to go through the stories, some of the thoughts he has as the editor and publisher of this long-running magazine that's the Bible of Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be culpable and hopefully capable of bringing us around into a focus that really does expand one's mind. Not all of the News Talk Radio stuff around is good, but I think when we put our list together and then we sort of expand on some of the things. I hear from people all the time that they like Michael's perspective on stuff, mostly because of his heritage, his history of watching this is almost a sport. It's a business, but it's also kind of a sport.
It is a sport. It's certainly a sport, and it is a business, and we should always keep that in mind. This is a business, and this is a sport. Mm-hmm. This is a symbol of reality. This is not reality.
No, good God, not in any way.
You follow what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a representation. It's an interpretation. It's a symbol of reality. It's an abstraction. What's real might be far afield of what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Everything that we think that's going on in the world might not be quite the way we think it is. Uh-huh. We don't know everything. Mm. So with that humility, I enter this in my role.
Of course you do. All right. So as you were talking about Tom Brady, I was thinking about him as a senator or as a congressman. Then my mind went into warp speed gear, and I'm trying, as I'm talking to you, to think of who some of the famous sports celebrities have been that went into politics. I can't think of a lot of them, but I can think of a few. J.J., whatchamacallit from Phoenix.
Yeah, J.J. whatchamacallit from Phoenix. And then there was the wonderful senator from New Jersey that was a basketball star.
Bill Bradley.
Bill Bradley.
Yes, okay, yeah, right, yeah.
There's one more, and I just blanked on it.
Hayworth. I was thinking of J.D., not J.J. J.D. Hayworth. I blanked on it.
J.D. Hayworth.
Right.
But there have been several.
Hmm. But not a lot. Not like more politicians might go into sports than sports personalities. I'm configuring sort of in my mind who the people are who have been media celebrities that have gone into politics. And I think there are more of them than there are athletes that may have gone into politics.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what would
there are, if we weren't suffering from short-term, you know, memory loss, senior moments and brain farts, we could probably name about 5 or 6 athletes who made it to big-time politics.
Mm-hmm. The reason I thought about it, and
Jack Kemp, the guy that ran for vice president.
Yeah, he was congressman of Southern California for a long time. Quite a good football player, wasn't he? A quarterback or something?
I don't remember, but I know that he was. He was a sports figure.
Yep.
How many people remember that Jack Kemp ran as Bob Dole's running
vice
mate
president
against Bill Clinton?
Here's another thing that you might not know: Jack Kemp died as a result of brain injuries and problems that he suffered when he was playing football. Most people, I'm just now reaching into my mind, and I remember this. This was way before the discussion became popular or important as to what goes on in the brains, not the minds, but the brains, literally, of those people who are damaged by all these concussions, soccer, football, hockey, wrestling, boxing. And Jack Kemp may be one of the first people that I go back in my memory to think about who died as a result of having played that sport. He died at a very young age. I remember being around him a number of times. Very healthy guy.
Yeah, professional football is a deadly sport.
Oh.
I mean, there's no question about it. It's a deadly sport.
Yep.
As is professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm. And professional politicians.
Well, you know.
That's deadly, too. All right, we're going to get to that in a matter of moments. Maybe something that you haven't heard that you will find hard to believe about Donald Trump. Up next on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Going ahead now, continuing our second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy to have Michael Harrison, as usual, in here. I'm Doug Steffen. The review of, we go through a list of all the top 10 items that Michael and his staff have put together, culling from hundreds of radio stations and programs, sort of the drift of conversation. So, we've gone from number 10, which was a focus on Tom Brady, to number 1, which is a focus on the presidential candidates. Now, here's something that I hope we're able to grasp in some way, shape, or form. That is, how to get Donald Trump, and wondering whether if he starts going on a lot of talk radio programs, he's sort of now beginning to do more and more of it, is he going to be sincere, or is he going to come across as a phony baloney? And I ask that because I remember any number of times, we've all done this, interviewing a lot of these people, George Bush, I can remember Bill Clinton, I can remember, I think the old George Bush the father. Anyway, these are people that I've talked to on the air in various times. And before, it was always before they were president. And I think back on what they said and many times how they said it. And you know, it was just so much baloney.
I think most politicians are insincere.
Yeah.
And I think that Donald Trump is one of the more sincere people.
All right, so will it surprise you to hear that Donald Trump got more coverage in the broadcast news world, more coverage than all of the other candidates combined?
Correct. Doesn't surprise me at all. I am aware of it. I don't even need anybody to statistically measure it.
You could feel it in your bones.
I instinctively know it as an observer of the scene.
Yeah.
It's like Bob Dylan said, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing. It's just obvious
it is.
That Trump is getting it. And there's two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is he deserves it. He's the greatest guy of our time. He's going to be president. He's going to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other way of looking at it is he's a big buffoon, blowhard, egocentric, egomaniacal, megalomaniacal jerk who loves attention, is a basically nothing more than a wealthy reality show host, and it shows you the ridiculous nature of the media today, that it would rather go for the quick, sensational, entertaining moment than go through the struggle of dealing with the issues, dissecting them, analyzing them, and presenting them.
And on which side of those two options do you come down on?
Oh, me personally? I don't know. I'm just an observer. I'm just a, you know, little old observer here.
Yes.
I'm not going to say. Because my instincts are that he's a blowhard. But do I really know? No, you don't know. Because sometimes bad things create good things. Because none of them are really good guys. I don't even know what they're like, or gals in the case of the females running. I don't know what they're really like. So who knows? But sometimes some of the greatest things in history have been done by scoundrels.
Yeah.
That you know, even in the arts, you find out somebody that wrote beautiful love songs that moved people and made them come to tears were horrible people to the people in their life and to the people that they were in love with. We find out that some politicians that we grow up thinking, you know, change the world for the good and could be proven as such, and then you find out that they were liars and thieves and scoundrels,
well,
drunks. I mean, you know, all kinds of bad things. And I guess that's not a politically correct term, drunks. They were suffering from the disease of alcoholism.
Right.
And you don't know. So I do not know. If you really press me, is Trump good or bad? Well, personally, I think he's a creep.
Yeah.
That's my personal assessment, but I don't know that his presence on the scene, I personally think his presence on the scene is indicative of how lame the media is.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own personal reaction, but intellectually, honestly, I do not know whether he's bound for glory or just a sideshow that'll be forgotten and laughed at.
Okay. So let me take the next natural extension here. You at talkers.com have a weekly podcast that is called Up Close and Far Out. And there have been a number of people that you have interviewed that have been fascinating because we are all about the world of talk radio. And I remember when Jimmy J.J. Walker took his talent from television to radio and had a shot at doing a talk radio program. You have interviewed him in this week's Up Close and Far Out, and he has some very specific ideas about Donald Trump and other politicians and race and Bill Cosby and that sort of thing. So I thought, if you have a few minutes, hello.
No, I got to go out and water the plants.
I got to go mow the lawn, so talk to you next week. But before you do all of that, tell us about this conversation.
I think it's great because Jimmy J.J. Walker, who we think of as Kid Dynamite.
Right.
And who has
Dynamite, yeah.
Yeah, and has spent the last 40 years eking out a living, playing small comedy clubs all over the country. Every week he's here, he's there, he plays cruise ships, he plays cellars. He's not a star anymore. He's famous, but he's not a star anymore, and he just hangs in there and works. This guy, who I had the pleasure of crossing paths with in the 90s when he was trying his hand at talk radio,
yeah.
This guy is one of the smartest guys I've ever met.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. He is such a accurate and astute observer of the human condition and of politics and sociology and current events that it's just a voice that should be heard. And there are a handful of people in talk radio who are aware of that, and he's a regular guest. People have him on. So I figured he'd be a great guest for an episode of Up Close and Far Out, which is exactly what it is. We get up close, we look at the microcosm of things, and we also are not afraid to go far out and look at the big picture and look down the road. And I think that he has some fascinating insights into Trump, Hillary, Cosby, the state of comedy today, which is absolutely amazing if you're not paying attention to what's going on in comedy, how different it is today than the comedic industry was when we were growing up, and race relations in America, social media, all of these things are contained in this conversation with Jimmy J.J. Walker, with James Carter Walker, his real name. The J.J. came from the character he played in Good Times. Even the state of television, ageism, he talks about that. We just go through it all. And I'm very proud of it. I think it's a wonderful conversation. I think it shows a very brilliant man out there who is sort of on the sidelines of the scene, but iconic in terms of his how people know him for the character he played. You know, in the 70s, Time magazine called him the comedian of the decade.
Really?
Yeah, 1970s, the comedian. And his answer to that is, well, it was a very short decade. but if people want to hear that, I really appreciate the opportunity to tell them. They can go to upcloseandfarout.com. www.upcloseandfarout.com. Thanks for letting me promote that.
Upcloseandfarout.com. You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show, a review of what's going on, the personalities, the issues, the things that are on your mind. As we continue with this review in a matter of moments, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the countdown.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believe the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Michael and Doug. Where could we go with that? Michael and Doug. Remember the old Nano when I was thinking?
I might have been going to say. I have so many jokes, but I'm so afraid. Right. My sense of humor has been thwarted by today's heavy atmosphere of political correctness.
Oh, really? Not me.
Oh, yeah. I used to be, back in the old days, a little tinge of shock.
Okay. We talked about this a little bit last week, and I saw another example of it this week. I have a sports talk host who's calling, and is it Coward? Cowherd?
Yeah, it's a coward. It looks like Cowherd.
Cowherd.
He has a lot in common with you. But
right.
it's Colin Cowherd.
Neither of us are cowards, however.
Yeah.
But the trouble, because he's got another job. But to speak to what you just said, I can't begin to imagine, and I was thinking this as we were, I was sort of thinking about all the people that we've met over the years since the talk radio world really became important in the 70s and then launched off really well in the 80s and 90s. But of all the people that have said things on the air and the gravity of the things that they've said, this guy, I mean, I sometimes get what it is that bothers people and why they think, oh, well, this guy is a little inappropriate and maybe we should slap his wrist or we should take him off the air. I don't get what was the problem with what this guy said. I mean, I understand Dominicans, and he said they're not very smart. But
the subject, for those wondering what's going on, the subject was the intelligence level of baseball. And he said, well, baseball's not that intelligent a game, as evidence that one-third of them are from the Dominican Republic. And he said something to the effect of, and we all know that the Dominican Republic is not known for its academic achievements.
Right. Okay.
Well, that was interpreted as him saying Dominicans are unintelligent.
Well, but that's the interpretation of it by people who don't have much balsam, it would seem to me. And that's really why a lot of people have turned away from listening to some of the more interesting people on the air, or they just give up. I was on a panel at the Talkers Convention with Tony Bruno, and I was very pleased. I'd never met the guy before. Great reputation. I mean, this guy's a solid broadcaster, 45 years. He's been number one every place he's ever been. He was number one in the afternoon on what is WIP, I think, in Philly, right? Wasn't that where he was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so right after Talkers, he said, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to be on the radio anymore.
It's not fun anymore.
No, and you know what? I'm having great fun on the radio, but I am in the minority. I think a lot of guys, and women too, I mean, every week you look at the list of people getting fired, and the only thing that is, the only reason they get fired is because they're making too much money. It hasn't got anything to do with how well they do on the air.
It's a tough business right now. It's a very tough business.
Yeah, it is.
On a lot of levels.
Yeah,
The culture of it has changed. The economics of it has changed. The big corporations that own all the radio stations don't like paying talent a lot of money. They want to be able to do it without big stars.
Yeah. And, they think they're being successful because they look at the results and they see in a lot of places Boston is an example, the number one station in town, a so-called classic hits radio station, until 3 weeks ago, had two jocks on in the morning. And that was it. It was a jukebox and a computer for the rest of the day. And it has like an 8-7 share or something. And by the way, do you want to explain that? When people look at ratings, they see Limbaugh has a 5 share. Would you take a second and explain?
A 5 share means that out of every 100 people listening to the radio at that moment in that market, whether the market is national or local, 5 out of 100 are listening to him.
Right. Okay.
It's like batting average. If you have a 350, out of every 1,000 at-bats, you get a hit 350 times. Out of every 100 people listening to the radio, a 5 share means you have 5% of them listening to you.
Right. And so if in the case of somebody like Limbaugh, who is the highest paid person on the air doing radio, I think Glenn Beck makes more money than he does now with all of his enterprises than Howard Stern does, but I think that Limbaugh came in like third on that list of people in the Forbes review of all the people making money in entertainment. And it comes because he has a large audience. Now, you can say a 5 share is worth that kind of dough? Yeah?
Yeah, well, it just shows you how fractionalized radio is, that a 5 share is considered to be very large.
Yeah.
And yet there are people that will say, how can this guy be allowed to stop conservative politics that's biased to everybody in the country? Everybody, you know, he's only got 5 out of 100 people listening.
Right. But you see, he effectively uses his talent to get attention, and that's why he has value. I think that's one of the things that a lot of people that do this don't grasp, or maybe they don't care about it. They just want to do a good show. But a lot of it has to do with, really, how well you are selling yourself. All right, Michael, this is good. You can check out the top 10 talk radio topics listed at DougStephan.com. Tell us what you think about the list, what's most important to you. We're here every week at this time. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Stephan on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Time for perspective. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the official lawyer and attendant. The college of his choice is Bentley College. He's the attendant there. He also hangs out his, he's got a shingle, he hangs outside of his classroom. I'm an attorney. Come see me. I'll fix all your problems and I may teach you something. How's that? Or you can do it the other way around. I'll teach you something and I may be able to help you as well. And there's a break. If you're a student here, you only have to pay $200 an hour instead of my usual fee of $300 an hour. Does that work?
It's a bargain.
What a deal.
Yeah.
Such a deal. All right, so Stephen J.J. Wiseman here to overview some of the legal ramifications of the big stories of the week on News Talk Radio. Cecil the Lion and his killing at number two. The legal side of this is that the people in back in the African country where this took place want to extradite him from the United States. Can they?
Well, it's a matter of they can't, but they can request that he be extradited by America. So Zimbabwe officials have already requested that the Minnesota dentist, Walter Palmer, be sent there. And it'll be very interesting to see. You know, on the one hand, this is the kind of charge that would be highly unlikely for American officials to extradite someone. On the other hand, it has become such an international incident that one might wonder, as a matter of public relations, if they might do it. My betting, they're not going to extradite him, but they're being asked.
Uh-huh. And so what other problems? This guy is being threatened. He's got a miserable life now. I mean, you think about the ramifications of what he did. What did he have protection from the law, or is he exposed?
Well, he's pretty exposed, and one of the things is that there have been some of these websites that give out personal information that maybe other websites might be less apt to have given out, and it's out there, all of the personal identifying information, location information. So he is going to be relatively easy to find. This is not someone who's going into the witness protection program. And, you know, very frankly, he's in some real danger. So this story may very well not end here, and it may not end well. You know, granted, what he did was wrong, but hunting is legal, and there is the possibility that he was not aware that his guides had lured Cecil out of the protected area, and he may have thought he was just killing a lion.
Yeah, that makes more sense. All right, number five this week on the countdown, Bill Cosby. What's next for him?
You know, this is a fascinating one, and I'm glad you asked about it because a lot of information has been out there, misinformation.
Well, Gloria Allred was on with me earlier in the week, and, you know, she's happy to get as much a focus on this as possible. She went into court in Santa Monica, and so I wonder, you know, this woman was 15 at the time. It seems to me there's a real can of worms here.
It is. And that's the one case that you focused on with Gloria, because for the rest of these cases, statute of limitations for sexual abuse have long passed. However, California allows cases with underage sexual abuse to come decades after the alleged incident occurred. Mm-hmm. So she has beaten the statute of limitations. Cosby is going to have to answer, and Cosby is also going to have to answer in a deposition that will occur sometime in September with Gloria asking the questions. And you and I both know Gloria. She is not going to go easy on
him.
So it is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, be interesting. Number eight this week in the countdown, the continuing saga of the black motorist who got killed by the University of Cincinnati policeman. All kinds of questions here. But were you surprised that the DA was as strident as he was?
Not really. I mean, some of the language was pretty darn strong. But first of all, the million-dollar bail, pretty typical out there in Cincinnati for a murder charge, particularly, one here with all the attendant publicity of it. It was pretty outrageous. I mean, this was a stop. The body camera did show this was just out of a scuffle. Suddenly, deadly force is being used on someone who merely had a problem with a license plate. So we'll have to see the defense. Quote, the fact that the officer lied in his report because he's also stupid and he didn't remember that he's got a body camera on there showing that he wasn't being dragged and in danger. This case is going to be a big one, and it's going to be around for a long time.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, runs a website that's very important for those of you who want to avoid scams called scamicide.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.